This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, July 18th, A.D. 2023. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin wrote a Fox News column in which he announced yesterday that the Communist Chinese Party is rewriting the Bible. And across one province, quote, local CCP officials forced Protestant churches to replace the Ten Commandments with Xi Jinping quotes. Thou shalt have no other gods before me became resolutely guard against the infiltration of Western ideology, end quote. This comes as Party Chair Xi declared at the 19th Party Congress this year, quote, we will insist on the sinicization of the Chinese religions and provide active guidance for religion and socialism to coexist, end quote. The Christian Post has issued a list of what they call, quote, theologically conservative, end quote, denominations, which have incorporated women into leadership as pastors, priests, and elders. They include the Christian and Missionary Alliance Church, the Anglican Church of North America, the Evangelical Presbyterian Church, the Reformed Church in America, the Covenant Order of Evangelical Presbyterians, the Wesleyan Church, Canadian Conference of Mennonite Brethren Churches, the Canadian Reformed Church, the Christian Reformed Church in North America, and the Foursquare Church. The Christian Post also continues publishing opinions in support of bringing more women into church leadership. Sound of Freedom, the recently released film which addresses child kidnapping and trafficking, has outsold Tom Cruise's Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning. Sound of Freedom has made $85 million in box office receipts, and the film collected another $27 million over the weekend. That's a 37% increase from the previous weekend sales. The production company for the film, Angel Studios, reports over 7 million in ticket sales, far exceeding their initial 2 million ticket goal. Watch the trailer and get tickets through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Yet more concerning is a recent survey that found that pornography viewing among underage kids below the age of 17 now stands at 75%, up from 42% in 2014. While about 300 to 400 children are kidnapped in this nation each year, 25 million children are introduced to pornography between the ages of 10 and 17, with 12 being the average age of first exposure. Ezekiel 5:6 describes our nation. She has rebelled against my ordinances more wickedly than the nations, and against my statutes more than the lands which surround her, for they have rejected my ordinances and have not walked in my statutes. The Olympics have entered the realm of international politics with a new recommendation just out last week. Russia and Belarus are barred from the 2024 Games for their involvement in the Ukrainian war. Historically, the U.S. boycotted the Moscow Olympics in 1980 upon the USSR's invasion of Afghanistan. And South Africa was banned from the Olympics in 1964 for its apartheid policies. Canada is expanding its euthanasia program, or medical assistance in dying, to the mentally ill beginning in March of 2024, reports The Messenger. The killing is increasing at a rate of 30% per year. Canadian doctors killed 10,064 people in 2021, not counting babies. That's up from 6,700 in 2020 and 3,100 in 2018. The program kicked off in 2015. Iowan Republican Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a 6-week abortion ban into law. The law allows exceptions for rape and incest, as well as miscarriages and fatal fetal abnormalities. Plus, it allows for the child to be aborted for any reason prior to the detection of a fetal heartbeat. Immediately upon the bill passing into law, pro-abortion forces jumped into action. State Judge Joseph Seidlin issued a court order to block enforcement. Iowa has seen a shift to a more conservative red in voting patterns as 58% of the gubernatorial vote went Republican in the 2022 elections. That was 44% in 2002 and 2006. Numbers 32:33 warns, "Be sure your sin will find you out." Police have arrested a suspected serial killer concerning murders taking place between 1996 and 2011 in Long Island, New York, reports Fox News. That's 12 to 26 years ago. An architect named Rex Hoyerman is in police custody. About half of murders go unsolved in America, which is about the lowest among industrialized nations. In God's providence, a major heat wave across the southern part of the U.S. is producing record-breaking temperatures. Phoenix, Arizona just tied a record. Temperatures there rose above 110 degrees Fahrenheit for 18 days straight, and the current 7-day forecast is looking like a 25-day run. The hottest place on Earth, Death Valley, California, hit a temperature of 128 degrees Fahrenheit on Sunday. That's just 6 degrees shy of the world record. On Monday, I announced that Shannon in Alexandria, Minnesota, generously offered to match dollar for dollar the first 10 people who gave a one-time gift of $600 or pledged $50 per month for 12 months to help fund this newscast for another year. Jeff in Sevierville, Tennessee, was one of the first 4 Worldview listeners to accept that challenge. When I called him up yesterday evening, this is what he told me.
"You may not know it, but you have coffee with me most mornings about sunrise. I really appreciate your broadcast. I've supported you for 2-3 years now. And I also knew that I needed to change the amount of my giving. So I'm kind of calculating, and I keep coming up with this number, you know. And when I heard that Shannon from Alexandria, Minnesota, had made a challenge to people up to a $600 amount, I knew then that that was the number that the Lord had given me to give to your ministry. So that's what I did. I'm a steward, and it's the Lord that's sowing into your work."
Through God's provision, 12 Worldview listeners donated toward our $80,000 goal by Monday, July 31st, to keep this unique Christian newscast on the air. Our thanks to Christina in Gibsonia, Pennsylvania, who gave $25, Ben in Wall, Texas, and Eric in Burnett, Texas, both of whom gave $100, and Nancy in Ketchikan, Alaska, who gave $180. We thank God for the Dreyer family, including Elijah, age 15, Malachi, age 12, and Samuel, age 8, in Greencastle, Indiana, who collectively gave $232.75. Leanne from Zeeland, North Dakota, who gave $300. Ed in Wellsburg, Iowa, who pledged $25 per month for 12 months for a total gift of $300. And Julie in Whitehall, Maryland, who gave $350. We were touched by the kindness of Zephaniah in Lomax, Illinois, Jeff in Sevierville, Tennessee, and Caleb in Boiling Springs, Pennsylvania, each of whom gave $600, as well as James in Lenoir, North Carolina, who pledged $75 per month for 12 months for a total gift of $900. As promised, Shannon in Alexandria, Minnesota, will match those last 4 donations with a gift of $2,400. If you're one of the next 6 Worldview listeners to pledge $50 per month for 12 months or give a one-time gift of $600, she'll match you as well. Those 12 new donations add up to $6,687.75. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. $32,981.16. In order to hit our $60,000 immediate goal by this Friday, July 21st, we need to raise $27,018.84. After the next 6 people give $600 or pledge $50 per month, we'll need to raise $19,818.84. That would mean 16 more people to pledge $50 per month and 32 more to pledge $25 per month. Just go to TheWorldview.com and click on Give at the top right to give what the Lord is prompting you to donate. Make sure to select the recurring tab if that's your wish. And by the way, I'm still looking for 2 to 4 sentence long emails from listeners from around the nation and the world. What does the newscast mean to you? I'm especially interested in hearing from listeners from outside America and Canada. Make sure to include your full name, city and state, and if outside America, of course, your country. Send that to adam@theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview on this Tuesday, July 18th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.